And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news overnight in the banking industry. CBS's Jared Hill has the details.
The FDIC has seized First Republic Bank, the third major U.S. bank to fail in 2 months. According to the California Department of Financial Protection, it has accepted a bid from JPMorgan Chase to assume all of the bank's deposits. It's an effort by federal regulators to restore confidence in the banking industry as a whole.
Officials in Texas say there's an armed killer on the loose, and they're offering an $80,000 reward, leading to information on his whereabouts. Police in Cleveland believe Francisco Oropesa opened fire on his neighbors after he was asked to stop firing his weapon in his front yard because a baby was trying to sleep. FBI Special Agent James Smith.
He is out there and he's a threat to the community, and we need the community's help to hopefully locate him soon and take him off the streets.
They say the suspect disappeared 2 days ago and could be anywhere. There's a state of emergency in Virginia Beach after a tornado tore through, damaging dozens of homes, knocking over trees, triggering gas leaks. Stephen Keck has surveyed the damage.
The trees, there's such, you know, beautiful, older, bigger trees, and they were gone. Like, I could see over into the next neighborhood perfectly.
No serious injuries reported. Officials in Ukraine say Russia has sent another wave of missiles into the country today. The military says Ukrainian armed forces destroyed 15 out of 18 of them. Still, the attack damaged buildings in eastern Pavlograd and injured at least 34 people. It follows Friday's launch of more than 20 cruise missiles and 2 explosive drones. An American warship has rescued more than 100 U.S. citizens from the violence in Sudan and taken them to Saudi Arabia. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Jeddah.
Revealing itself on the Red Sea horizon, the Amana ferry delivered nearly 2,000 souls to safety. People working in Sudan from around the world, including the United States, disembarked like Taha Halouf, a Sudanese American.
It was a terrible journey, but after the journey, we feel a little bit better.
Thousands more are still waiting to be rescued. A delivery at Max Grill in Auburn, Maine was not the drinkware staffers had been waiting for. WGME TV's Owen Kingsley.
Employees of the restaurant believed it was a shipment of mugs that they ordered, but instead they found a plastic tote filled with what police now confirm was fentanyl.
Police say the drugs had an estimated street value of $3 million. Local, who'd had the package addressed to himself, is under arrest. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets this week to start rewriting the next 2-year state budget. The committee wants to finish its work by the end of the month. The top Republican in state government says Wisconsin's new shared revenue proposal is historic and bipartisan. 20% of the state sales tax would go to local governments, increasing shared revenue by 10%. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County could raise their own taxes to avoid cuts if voters approve it in a referendum.
Shouldn't come from people who don't live in Milwaukee. It's not our problem. But the people of Milwaukee who don't want those cuts are hopefully going to support it.
Voss was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. In sports, the Packers are busy signing undrafted free agents now that the NFL college draft is over. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, y'all. I know it's cold out there. I know it's cold. It's Monday morning. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sorry, Earl, but it's cold all in the Midwest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Hey, man, you know, man, it was a lot better when we did radio and people didn't have to see you, because then you could just not even wash your face or brush your teeth and just wrinkled up clothes and just get on the air, you know, just get on the air. Now, folk looking at you. And, man, here it is, 8 o'clock in the morning, Gilbert, and, man, you look like a model. You got your makeup on. You got your hairline. Hey, man, you got a makeup person around there somewhere?
Hey, Earl, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, man. How you doing, man?
Let's have an intelligent conversation today.
All right, man. We're going to do that, man. We're going to do that. Let's get right at it, man.
Let's get at it, though.
You know, I was watching Deion Sanders. What's your take on Deion Sanders? You played with Deion a little bit, didn't you? Or did you miss him?
No, we played. I love him, man. He is a motivator. He is a high octane motivator on two legs.
He really is, man.
Kids love him, and that's the thing that you got to understand. Right now, them kids are going through a wall for him.
Yeah, they will.
Not because of what he used to do, but because of what he do now. That's the key, Earl. That's the key. What he used to do.
Oh, okay, man. You're implying that once you get old, you can't talk about what you used to do?
No. I'm saying he ain't going off of that, Earl.
So
he going off of how he doing them now. Treating them like men. Not treating them like little kids, little boys. Treating them like men and putting that on their shoulders. When you mess up, either you're 12 or you're a grown man. And I'm going to treat you as such.
So let me ask you, man, because you played under different coaches. You know, high school, college, pros.
Yep.
You ran the gambit. How important is that coach, man?
A coach is a make it or break it in your career. It starts off with the high school coach or how he molded you to get you ready to go to college. Then when you get to college, that college coach, like Nick Saban and all them other, like everybody wants a kid that was coached by Nick Saban.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Alabama.
Because, yes, he put some right.
Well, his brother was Lou Saban. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, man, using that as an example,
right.
Your high school coach gets you there. Your college coach gets you there. Then when you get to college, you got to have a guy that knows the game, understands the game. Is he going to be a player's coach or a hard-nosed coach or whatever he's going to be? You are prepared for either one.
You know, to get people to understand just how lucky and fortunate a guy is to make it to the NFL and to stay as long as you did, it's not just the person. It's not the individual talent, right? It's not the guy himself. It's all of those factors that go into getting Gilbert to where he is.
It's about how you value yourself and what kind of work you put into yourself for longevity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I dislike working out. I really did. But I had to do it because if I didn't, I'd have been a 2 or 3 year guy and I'd have been doing what other people do instead of doing what I love to do. You got to sacrifice.
You know, Gilbert, I was in a grocery store yesterday and I ran across a young man, 6'2", 6'3". I asked him how much he weighed, 290. He wasn't fat. And he played high school football. And I asked him, he just looked like, man. I said, man, where are you going to college? He said, well, I got a 3-point average, but, you know, a coach didn't follow through. Here he is, Gilbert. He looks like a cat, man. And I said, I was going to see if I could try to find. He's working in a doggone grocery store, man. But I said all that to say this, Gilbert. It's more than luck to get a guy to get drafted in the pros, right? Everything, all the stars got to be aligned right, right? And his family, right, in school, in high school, in college, it's not luck.
You're right, Earl. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Just like the times have changed, the coaches have changed.
Right.
Mostly high school coaches will get these kids in school. They don't want to do that no more.
No.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to go the little extra mile. You done used this kid up for 4 years. Now, return the favor. Make sure he gets in school.
Yeah, I just got all I could think about, Gilbert, when I saw him was you. And I, you know, I do a lot of different things, but my conscience wouldn't let me. I asked him his name, his number. I said, man, because if somebody don't step in, this is where he going to be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 6'3", 290, hey, Gilbert, and man, a man mountain. And
look like an athlete.
Oh, man, and he played high school football. But the coach at the high school level didn't do what your coach did for you. And this is what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, people got to understand it's all the different things that happen to make it possible for you to be where you are. Your family, you know, man, people you knew, the people who got Gilbert to where he is. And I know you've always appreciated and talked about all the people who got you where you are. How do we begin to see a guy like this? So he's on my mind because I'm going to see what I can do. Contact some people. This kid shouldn't be, well, you know, working in some.
Well, see, Earl, that's that fatherhood in you. You know what I'm saying? We grab them kids and put them under our wing, and we want to do whatever we can for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that more coaches, see, they think, oh, they on that huddle or they on this, that. We ain't got to work or do anything. No, man, you got to make sure your kids get in school or you're not a real coach, man. You're not a real coach. You're not. Because that's just the chip off the old block. Return the favor.
You know, man, because I heard Deion yesterday or Saturday after the draft, he raised all kind of hell because not one player from the historically black colleges got drafted. Not one. Not any from his teams. And he went off on the NFL and all the teams and said, man, you know, the fact he knew on his team there was three guys alone who should at least been drafted. But here he is in a different place, and he's still fighting for the guys that he had with him.
Yeah, man, it's a shame, man, because, you know, even some parts of the NFL, you know, all those kids we can just pick up, you know, or have an open trial or have them come up or whatever. I mean, it's exceptional kids. They got to be exceptional to get drafted.
Right.
From a HBCU. Have to be exceptional.
You know, man, I got to thinking about this, Gilbert. When you played, they might have had 15 rounds, right?
They had more than seven. They had more than seven.
Now you only have seven. The last guy drafted was 265. Out of all the colleges and all the players, Gilbert, only 265 get drafted.
It's become a ratings thing, man. Because after the seventh or eighth round, okay, you lose your interest in, you know, keeping everything going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But if they want to be fair, okay, do your seven rounds on TV. Now do your extra seven off TV. Get some more kids an opportunity to get in there.
Well, let me ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you. Once you get drafted, you automatically get something, right? You get paid something.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, no. No, 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 no. You got to still sign the contract.
But you will be offered a contract.
Even though you get drafted, right, you will be offered what they want to give you.
Yes. If you're drafted.
You have no negotiation. I mean, you got some, but
you're
not
getting
what you want. Yeah, it's a pecking order.
Yeah, sixth, seventh round, it's different. You know, they'll
take this check.
Take this check.
and sixth and seventh round, they're going to be like, all right, man, I take it.
All right,
then.
Hey, listen, we've got to go to a break. Miss Anonymous, hang on. We'll get you on the other side.
Oh, Miss Anonymous is back.
Yeah.
Huh?
I told her.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, man, come on, man. I told her your hair was so nice and everything.
Get off me.
Get off me. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Get him, Calvin.
Miss Anonymous is on the line. It's Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Jim Grass, Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 43 today, under overcast skies, with mixed precipitation likely, changing to all rain. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Overcast. High temperatures reach up to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Oh.
Yeah. Baby.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Miss Anonymous. Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Fabulous Gilbert Brown.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, what about Mr. Fabulous?
Come on, man.
What about Earl?
I can't believe you did that to me. You got Earl in trouble. You got me in trouble with my man.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Gilbert.
Uh-oh. She didn't get me in trouble. He didn't get me in trouble.
Miss Anonymous, you can't get on the mic microphone talking like that. You gotta put some bass in your voice.
Okay. You're right. Hello, Gilbert.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. I just wanted to say I did not intentionally say hello to you and I felt kinda bad about it afterwards, but anyway, hello.
Hey, all the girls walk past me anyway and speak to Earl first, so it's all right.
Come on, man.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that, especially with the description that Earl was saying. You're all here, slick back this morning looking.
No, nah, you see, don't fall for the trap. Miss Anonymous, don't fall for the trap. Earl trying to get me set up today. That's what he's trying to do.
Hey, Calvin, did you screen this call?
All right. Yes, and I want to make a point about that. I was surprised to hear that it sounded like I'm the only woman who's called so far. How is that possible? Come on, ladies. Come on.
That's what we're talking about, right? We're going to get it,
yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, we're still early in the process, and it's good to know that there's some femininity listening to us.
Yes.
You know? Always.
Especially the Grave Digger. I mean, 10 years with our awesome Green Bay Packers, the 61 solo tackle.
So you're making Nye's head is swelling. See, need any help with that.
I think he did. I think he was slighted last week when I did not say hello to him. So hello, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Miss Anna. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
We've been heard move off. Let's go somewhere else, man. We supposed to be talking about football?
Yes. I see you. She got you flustered. Hey, I see she had you flustered on there, Earl.
Oh, man. Let's do this.
I'm going to go out and buy the frying pan myself this time.
Hey, let's look, man. Listen to this. Okay, so the Packers, 13 yeah. different draft picks, man.
And 13.
And are they in a rebuilding mode? Is it official now, in your opinion?
I believe so. I believe so. With what they have lost and what they're probably going to lose, they're probably going to lose a couple more guys. You veterans. Know? Veterans, yes. They go get some, they're trying to get some younger youth, younger guys, you know, in there as key positions to grow. So yeah, I think it's officially turned into a rebuild.
And so isn't that the best way to go if you're going to rebuild to start with all young players?
I wouldn't say all. You're going to still need some veterans in there, sprinkled in there, you know.
Like when the Packers,
like when
Reggie.
I'm gonna say my era, our rebuild started at least 92, 93. Okay. And then we didn't really have to rebuild after that because with the GM that we had, Ron Wolf, he stacked players. He stacked good players behind good players. So when it came down to that era thinning out, or when Mike Sherman took over as general manager, you know, we started to decline in, you know, great backup players. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And now that that has ran its course, now it's time to reshuffle.
You know, Gilbert, for 30 years, and the Packer fans have been spoiled.
Yeah.
Because for 30 years, 15 under what's his name, man?
Brett Favre.
And 15 years under Aaron Rodgers. 30 years, the Packers haven't had to completely rebuild. Now, we've seen some teams like the Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions trying to rebuild for 30 years.
100 years.
And they haven't been able to rebuild.
No.
So rebuilding is not an easy thing, right?
It is not. I mean, the last time the Bears really done anything was 85.
Right.
I think Detroit was 1952.
No, it was in the 60s. But go ahead.
The Vikings, I think 52 was the last championship, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it might have been the last championship, right.
And then the Vikings, they went to the Super Bowl four times, but they just pissed down their leg all four times.
In the 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
So, so Packer fans who are not used to this, Gilbert, how do you think they're going to take it?
Oh, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. Yeah, it's going to be rough, but the love for your team is going to keep you centered.
Yeah, because they're still going to sell out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can have Mickey Mouse at quarterback. They're going to sell out.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Al, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We got a lot to talk about.
Don't forget your boy, Gouda, whatever his name is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him on the other side, man. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, Gilbert. How you doing, man? How you doing? That's everything.
Hey, man, talk we'll to them ladies right like that, all man. Right. Talk to the ladies like that, man.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. There's been another big save in the banking industry. CBS's Jared Hill.
The FDIC has seized First Republic Bank, the third major U.S. bank to fail in 2 months. According to the California Department of Financial Protection, it has accepted a bid from JPMorgan Chase to assume all of the bank's deposits. It's an effort by federal regulators to restore confidence in the banking industry as a whole.
What does it mean for customers? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Your bank branches are going to open today. 84 branches from First Republic are going to open. All the deposits are going to be safe.
And regulators were working to find a way forward before the markets opened this morning. First Republic's been struggling since the collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature in early March. The Treasury Department says it's encouraged at the resolution. It's pronounced the U.S. banking system sound and resilient. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Good news for Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development Youth Apprenticeship Program. Over 8,000 high school juniors and seniors are pursuing paid on-the-job training in fields like manufacturing, health, science, and agriculture. That's up 30% from the 2021-2022 school year. The Earn While You Learn model connects apprentices with high-skilled, high-wage employment with employers across the state. A key component is that no apprenticeship is offered without a respective job opening. Eight men ranging in age from 17 to 22 have been arrested and charged in a mail ring theft, which included the armed robberies of mail carriers. Prosecutors are calling it an organized crime ring. Robberies happened across Milwaukee's north side between October and March. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandBat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Do you dread going to work every day? Want a career where you're appreciated? Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You will receive very high starting wages and full benefits on top of that. If you are a skilled or entry-level worker looking to cement your lifestyle with a solid career, or if you just want to be happy at work, call 414-354-0599. That's 414-354-0599. Cement your lifestyle with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599. 414-354-0599.
El local 599 de los Operative Plasters and Cement Masons en Milwaukee te trae la oportunidad de trabajar con lo mejor de lo mejor en el sector. Altos salarios iniciales y beneficios completos para cimentar tu estilo de vida con una carrera extraordinaria. Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Brian Gutekris, who is the, what is his job, man? He's the
General Manager
of the Green Bay Packers. Was asked a question.
The talent dude.
Yeah, that's what after we call the draft. Here was the question that was asked, according to Rob Dabrowski with ESPN. Dabrowski. You've heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Credible guy.
Oh, he is credible. Okay. So he asked, Gutekris was asked Saturday in the post-draft press conference if the Packers would give Love a fifth-year option. Gutekris said the Packers needed time to figure that out and offered an answer that caused him to question how much confidence the front office has in Love. It's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played, but at the same time, we're moving forward with him as the starter. Gilbert, if I listen, if I'm Jordan Love, and I hear that,
I'm pissed. I'm pissed, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, you're sending mixed messages. Oh, or it sounds like you're saying, oh, it's all messed up now. We got to keep them now. So, you know, we done talked all this good about him, but we kind of a little unsure if we want to give him this money. He got to prove himself. Are you serious? Are you serious? What kind of GM would say something like that?
Well, I'm asking you the impact that would have on a player. You played the game.
This man needs all the confidence he can get. You putting him in a pair of shoes when he wears size 14 and it's a size 20. And you go sit up there and say something stupid like that. Are you serious? Come on, man. You gotta get this kid right. You gotta get him right. You can't start him off doubting himself. Because right now he's the one that got the reins to the horse.
What are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying? Now you gotta have the guy that you just drafted help hold the reins? No. That chump that they just drafted gotta sit down. He got to sit down like Jordan Love did and pay attention, because Jordan Love is the man right now. Until he go out there and messes up to high heaven, you got to give this boy a chance, and you got to give him some confidence, and you got to get behind him. Oh, I don't know if we want to talk about the fifth. Man, shut your... But don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. For a GM to say that to a young kid that you've been praising,
right?
Now you're going to start playing games with him? Yeah. If I was the GM, I'm going to say, hell yeah, we going, even if I ain't going to do it, I'm going to be like, hell yes, I'm going to give him that fifth year. And we're going to go just to give him that confidence. You can play a poker face if you had to, but don't be stupid and pull him out of his drop before he get in his drop.
You know, Gilbert, this is his fourth year. It's you drafted him. It's not his fault. He hasn't played because one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game was there. He learned under the 4 years. You guys didn't go and get another backup.
Just like the one before him did.
Right.
Just like the one before him did.
And so under those years, you saw something in him that you kept him, and you didn't go get somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So you kept him as the backup. So now, whatever that cost is, you're not talking about paying him $50 million.
Now, all of a sudden now, you hear what you said, Earl?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it's changing. So is he doubting himself too?
Well, so the question was, and Gutekunst said, well, we have to see before we go out and get a veteran backup. Now.
That's wrong, man. That's wrong. I'm on the Jordan Love train, right?
Yeah.
Now you trying to tell me, let's not all get on there yet. Are you serious? Well, that's come on, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, Aaron Rodgers' first year, he was 6-9. So,
God forbid, Jordan Love be 6-9.
I know this is what I'm
saying. I'm just saying that he gonna catch hell if he's 6-9. He gonna catch hell.
Yeah, but Gilbert, for the most part, you know, he playing the toughest position in the game. You know, and people can say whatever it is they want to say. He is not the quarterback for, you know, these young quarterbacks for Philadelphia and even the Bears. And he's not a running quarterback, right? I mean, that's not his. He's a drop back quarterback. Is it safe to say that?
He's a pocket quarterback.
Right, he's a pocket quarterback.
We really can't call him any of that, Earl, because we haven't seen it yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let him play a full season, and then let's tell him what he is. Because his MO can change at the drop of a dime.
Let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, you know, as far as picking up Sean Clifford in the fifth round, I don't have a problem with that, only just because if you look at his stats from Penn State, the guy did a phenomenal job. I mean, he actually beat out the starter, what, I think a few years ago, and he got drafted in the second round. I don't know the other guy's name, but at the end of the day, listen, when the Packers, if people had to remember this is what I tell Gilbert. When Aaron Rodgers and what have you was the starter, they drafted, you know, Ty Detmer, Mark Brunell, some other, you know, Aaron Brooks. They drafted other quarterbacks, and we got some draft picks for them. So at the end of the day, if hypothetically, let's say this Clifton actually could be potentially a very good quarterback, the Packers are going to get some good draft choices for him down the road. They could
David, my focus was not so much on the second round, I mean, at quarterback. It was the fact that Gutekunst and them made a statement that they're not ready to take up the fifth year in the guy who's going to be their starting quarterback. And as Gilbert was saying, that has an impact on him.
Yeah, that will have an impact on him, but hopefully a good impact where it'll make him more motivated. Hey, you know what? They just traded Aaron Rodgers, so he gets the keys to the car right now. And this is kind of like going to be a show-and-tell year for him, for Jordan Love. And I think it's like anything else. Hopefully he performs well, and if he does, there's certainly going to – they'll just lump in that fifth-year option with maybe, you know, some
why don't they just do it right away, man? Let them know we got confidence in them.
Well, he could get severely injured. I mean,
Gilbert, you want to respond to David?
So what I'm saying is it's one of those risk-reward type of things.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, my thing is whether he gets injured or not, that's with anybody. They got to give him we got confidence in you. The answer should have been, yes, we're going to take him for the fifth year, right?
Just coming into the shoes that he got to step in, it ain't like the dude was a good guy. This is GOAT status. You taking over for a GOAT.
Right.
Almost, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't like a guy taking over for some Joe Blow that played 2-3 years that was mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So the confidence level he has to have has to come from upstairs and in the locker room. And you ain't gonna why play games? Hey, I'm gonna be like, you know what? We are so happy to have this kid on our team. I mean, we got to pick up that fifth year just because even if you go out and get somebody or whatever, Jordan Love is the man until he fall on his face. And I don't see him doing it.
So whatever happens this season, the entire season, cause you're rebuilding, I don't care if he falls on his face, he plays the whole year as your starting quarterback. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless something happens, and it's no saying this young cat that they just picked up, if he becomes the number two quarterback, there's a whole different scheme that this young cat ain't played yet.
Right.
He ain't seen what he about to see.
So whatever he did in Penn State, that's Penn State.
Don't mean nothing. leave it at the Nittany Lions doorstep.
You know, man. I'm looking at the Packer draft, and And Lucas Van Ness, who is their number one pick, 13th overall, any cat who gets drafted number 13 is, I mean, you really got some confidence in that guy. This guy didn't even start for Penn State. But they say he's got the whole career ahead of him. He's 21 years old. He's lightning. He got 4.6 speed. He's 6'5", 272 pounders. He's the next Reggie White.
No. You push the envelope too far now. No.
Okay,
he's a rookie. He's going to be a rookie that's going to be learned, okay? Now, he got good speed. He got good power. But like I say, Earl, if you get out there, you look like Tarzan and play like Jane, and you're a first rounder, then we're going to have problems. I suspect this kid don't be like that, though. He's from Iowa. You know, he's a good, lean-looking kid that's strong, can get off the rock when he got to, you know what I'm saying? I don't see him beating out no Gary or no Preston yet. But it's time will tell. You know what I'm saying? We got to get in the training camp. We got to see. You know what I'm saying?
You know. A couple weeks back, Gilbert, you told us. You said, "I don't care what they look like, what you look like in college. When you get to the pros, every Sunday." There's another cat across from you.
You're playing
against, ain't gonna be chicken liver.
You playing against another everybody's All-American.
Huh?
Yep. You're playing against everybody's All-American.
And so even as good as they anticipate him to be, he gonna take some L's.
Oh yeah. You're gonna take your lumps now. You're gonna take some lumps, man. I remember in college when I got out there, I thought I was all world. Played against Oklahoma. They wore my tail out. They wore my tail out, man. So everybody take their lumps. I don't care who you are. Deion Sanders took his lumps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Brett Favre took his lumps in Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
You ain't gonna miss that. But it's how you bounce back. It's how you prepare for the next time. It sets you apart from everybody else.
So when we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you, when you're a veteran and you watch all these young players that they're drafted and they're going to be bringing in, are you looking over your shoulder? Because they're in a rebuild. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. What do you say? We'll be right back.
You only get so many sunrises. Rise up and get the influence, productivity, professional well-being, and collaboration you need to become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain. Highs around 43, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 36. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 45. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under the helmet with the grave digger. Let's go to the phone lines, and Vincent from Lannan. Hey, good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing? You have a question or comment?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And I have a question, man, for the grave digger. Will Wisconsin give Jordan Love a chance? Will they give the brother a chance? It seems like they have a short stick, especially after Ray Rhodes, for brothers that hopefully don't think they work out, but the fact is, will they give him a chance?
I hope so, man. I really do, man. I mean, you know, you go out and you draft the kid, and you go back and you say, okay, yeah, you need a backup. Absolutely. You do need a backup. You know what I'm saying? But don't start playing games with him, man. Let this kid go out here and lose the job on himself. Let him lose the job himself. Don't let him lose the job over something crazy. Let him lose his job on himself.
You know, Vincent and Gilbert, it's one thing to whether or not the coaches of the Packers and the owners, and the management of the Packers give him a chance. But we also got to say the fans, are they going to give him a chance? Because the first time he throws an interception, the first time he throws two interceptions in a game, the boos are going to come down. And I don't know if that was the case. Gilbert, you played the game. You know how difficult it is, even though he's been there 4 years. When he's up in front of that live artillery, right? And they hit him a few times. He going to question himself, right? I mean, is that the way it goes?
I wouldn't say more questioning himself, Earl. I'm gonna sit up there and say he gotta have more confidence in himself, because there's a difference coming off the bench,
right,
than going in as the main,
right.
You coming off the bench? Oh yeah, it's no problem. I can go out and do this there. You are coming off as the man now. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole different animal now. You know what I mean? And he needs all the help, all the confidence, all the backup. And the fans, man, hey, Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Yeah,
he's gone. he ain't worried about y'all. He in New York right now. Getting right. It's all about Jordan Love around him. Period.
Vincent?
Like 9-8 or 8-9 and stuff like that. That the fans, don't jump on him like we're supposed to have this great season. The fact is, he's basically a rookie, coming out, out there on the field. And so I just want to see Wisconsin stand up for this guy, and not kick him to the curbs. And like you say, as soon as things maybe go south a little bit.
Yeah, things are gonna go south.
Yeah, it's going to go bad. It's going to go bad, but they got to understand, get this cat a chance, man. It's kind of like you went back and you said that name, Ray Rhodes. Ray Rhodes was 8-8, got fired.
Yeah, one
Mike
year.
Mike Sherman came in the following year. He was 8-8 and became GM. Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. His first year was what you say it was 6-9?
6-9.
So Jordan Love comes in. What if his first season is 6-9? They gave Aaron Rodgers a chance to redeem himself. No, and going into this, Jordan Love is going to give us the best he can give us, but we got to give him a chance.
Hey, hey Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, thank you very much for the call. You say what quickly?
Yes, Earl and Gilbert, thanks for taking my call. Jordan Love learned under Aaron Rodgers just the way Aaron Rodgers learned under Brett Favre. I saw Jordan play the preseason last year. He looked spectacular at times. He's going to do a phenomenal job. I just believe in this kid. I'm happy to see him get the chance. And just remember, he learned from Aaron. And just the way Aaron learned from Favre, we were so disappointed to see Brett leave. But I tell you what, Aaron stepped up just the way Jordan's going to. So, and I wish him good luck. And he's going to be incredible.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, all that stuff sounds fine until, you know, because learning under the best, you're not the best. I mean, that's not who you are, right?
It's not guaranteed. No, it's not guaranteed.
It's not. You had cats who came after you in your position.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not Gilbert Brown. They weren't the Gravedigger.
That's what makes football competition, man. You know, if you got somebody at your back door knocking at the back door, it's going to push you to do what you need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody needs competition, or you're going to get complacent.
Yeah. Well,
Who are you talking to? Miss Anonymous over there? Who are you waving at over there? She walked past the window?
That's Sandy Williams, man.
Oh, tell Big Sandy I said, what's up, man?
The grave digger said, what's up, Sandy? Amen. You know, Gilbert, it is something that I think we need to be having these conversations as we ramp this thing up with fans and make fans understand that this is the Packers that are going through a transformation, and don't expect, you know, 12-3 or 12-5 ain't happening. Number one,
he can surprise us, Earl.
Number one, Detroit is going to be better. Chicago is going to be better. Hey, Gilbert,
they look good, man. Them chumps look good on paper.
The Lions, man.
Them chumps look good on paper.
Hey, Gilbert, they're not going to lose two games every season to the Green Bay Packers. Okay,
meow.
So that alone is going to give them two more wins than they've been getting. The Chicago Bears are going to get two more wins than they've been getting.
I still ain't heard them roar yet.
What you got against them, man? They're pretty. You saw them last year.
I don't like nobody in our division. That's why I go bear hunting with a switch.
we gotta go, man. I don't know. It goes too fast.
It do, brother.
I'll see you next Monday.
See you and Calvin next Monday.
All right. Under the helmet with the grave digger. See you next week. All right. Up next, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.